Hey everybody, this is Pastor Rich, and I just wanted to kind of come out of the house for a little bit, get into the sunlight, and talk to you a little bit about this Church Online service you're about to experience. The first thing we want you to know is that we are so glad you're here today. Thank you so much for joining Church Online. It's our goal at New Hope Spark to provide for you an experience that is as close to being actually in church as possible in this online environment. And so to that end, we want to really encourage you to participate in chat. When you participate in chat, that allows us to greet you, just like you'd be greeted at the door, be able to pray for you, be available to pray for you if that's something that you're looking for, and then just to, you know that you're here and to know that we're experiencing this experience together. And so I want to encourage you, especially if you're on a computer, the chat window and the video are side by side, and this is the only place where it's okay to chat all through church. And secondly, if you're watching on a mobile device, then you should be able to go back and forth between chat and the video window, and there's a little tab for that. And so just wanted to encourage you to embrace the church experience, not just church watching. And as the service unfolds, we know that you'll be blessed. So let's go ahead and start that countdown and get this service started. Aloha.
Aloha everybody, it's Mark, and I know you could be tuning into any one of thousands of worship services happening right now, so I'm so thankful you're joining us today, and I'm believing you're going to be blessed by today's service. Hey, we are so thankful for the power of technology, especially during a time like this, because even though we're apart together. If you're blessed by today's service, I want to encourage you to leave a comment, like this video, or consider sharing it with someone who needs encouragement during this time. Okay, this is really important, but right now we are preparing to enter into a time of worship. So let's be intentional about preparing our hearts and just inviting God's presence into our space. Maybe you're at home, maybe into your living room, but let's put aside all distractions and let's move beyond simply watching to actually engaging in worship. I'm praying you'll be blessed during this time, and I pray that you would encounter the Lord wherever you are. Now let's prepare our hearts to worship the Lord.
One, two,
three. Here we go, listen, great is.
Great is your faithfulness, O God. Lord. Jesus Christ, my King. What a powerful name is. Nothing can stand against. What a powerful name it is.
Aloha, everyone.
Good morning.
Mike and Mona here, and after that very powerful time of worship, would you pause with us now and join us in a word of prayer? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just come boldly into your courts because of the powerful, wonderful, beautiful name of Jesus, the name above all names. And we bless every person, every household right now to an acute sense of your presence.
Yes, Lord.
We invoke your loving presence to be revealed to every person, every family. Jesus, you stand at the door of the church, knocking, longing to be with us. Well, we say, come on in, Lord.
Yes.
Come and sit with us in our homes right now.
God.
Draw us into your presence in this season of solitude. And we just speak against this coronavirus in Jesus' name. Mm. It's trying to sweep the earth, and we just come against it. And we just pray healing to every person afflicted by this virus.
Psalm 91, verses 9 to 11 says, when we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, who is our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us, or disease such as coronavirus infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go.
Wow.
He's defending you from all harm. We receive that and we believe it, Lord. We stand on that truth, God, that the blood of Jesus is able to cover us and protect us from this coronavirus.
Amen.
Lord,
Amen.
We thank you for things that are in place for us to adhere to, for our own protection. But God, we don't fear. We're not fretful, Lord, because we know our trust is in you. Our focus is only on you, God. So we thank you and praise you. Father, I pray deliverance over anyone who is fearful, God, where fear has got a vice grip over them. Father, release them right now in the name of Jesus Christ by your authority and your power. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And all God's children said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you're watching this with other people, would you turn to them now and say, there's no one else I'd rather be quarantined with than you.
Amen.
Go ahead and do that. Amen.
And I just want to say good morning to our New Hope Ohana. We miss you. We miss being face to face with you at church on Sunday and at Bible studies and different things. But you know what? I've been doing FaceTiming with the women in my Bible study, and it's working out great. And I'm just so thankful for this technology that we could use during a time like this.
Pastor Earl here. I would like to thank you so much for your continued worship to the Lord through your generosity in giving of your tithes and offerings. It really represents your heart of worship as you, like Paul said in his word to the Philippian church, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So thank you again for giving, and you know, I want to just share with you a few announcements for our Mililani campus. You may be wondering, how will Easter be done this year? Well, please pray for us as the pastoral staff as we discern from the Lord how best to do Easter, you know, apart, yet more better together. So you'll be hearing more about that next week. But I want to encourage you right now, more than ever, one of the best ways we can be the church and stay connected, even if we are apart, is to continue our connections, our meaningful connections. And you say, how can we do so in this time when we have to be apart and not have our face-to-face interactions? Well, I want to encourage you more than ever to reach out to people that you know. In fact, right now, maybe you can text somebody right now and let them know that you're thinking of them and praying for them. That's one way. Or just do a simple phone call and let people know that you are, thinking of them, praying for them. Another way you can do so is some of you like to email your thoughts. Email that as well. Another way, even better, in this 21st century of communications, think about how you can, if you have an iPhone, FaceTime someone. FaceTiming is always good because you can actually see them and express your love and aloha to them that way. Or if you have an Android, you can do a Google Hangout. There are other ways that you can actually connect with each other visually like that. But I want to say to you right now, the best way we can be the church in this time is to stay connected. And as somebody comes to your mind, as God brings you that person to mind, take the time to reach out to them through a text or a simple phone call. Let them know that you're praying for them. And you can also do that to those who are outside the church as well, because so many people need to be touched with the hope and good news of Jesus Christ during this time. So until next week, aloha.
Hey everybody, this is Pastor Rich. And first off, I just want to say thank you so much for joining us at Church Online today. We're so glad you're here to be a part of our service. And especially if you're here for the very first time, you know, this is kind of a new way of doing church for all of us. And so we're so glad that you're joining us. And one of the things that we'd invite you to do is to fill out a connection card. So a connection card is not an opportunity for us to spam you or anything like that. It's just that it gives you an opportunity to find out information that you want to know about the church. And so we'd invite you to do that digitally. We have a digital connection card available. You can see it in the menu above the video screen, as well as there might be a link in the chat. And it just allows you to tell us a little bit about yourself and get information about the church, and allows us to kind of get your prayer requests and praise reports and just communicate with you. And so we invite you to use that communication card to communicate with us so that we can be of service, of greater service to you. Then secondly, I want to tell you a little bit about some of the opportunities that are coming up in church. Of course, there's no events planned because we're all in quarantine mode, but there are some new things happening on our website that I want to tell you about. First off, Pastor Mark and Pastor Earl and maybe some of the other pastors upcoming soon have begun vlogging. And so there's going to be links to those on the homepage of our nhcohawaii.org website. And so if you want to see Pastor Earl's thoughts throughout the week or something that Pastor Mark that the Lord has placed on Pastor Mark's heart, then go ahead and click on those. I know you'll enjoy those. I know they've enjoyed making those as well. Secondly, there's a forum feature now. And so the forums are an opportunity for you to just chat amongst yourself. It's just an open area where you can start new topics and, you know, talk with one another and just stay connected. It's a way of doing it that, it's kind of old school, but it's available to you. Also, wanted to tell you about Aloha Teams. One of the things that's big on the heart of everybody at New Hope Central Oahu is to be of service to the community and to be of service to one another, to love God and love others. And how do we love those who are in quarantine or who have needs? And one of the things that we're doing to implement that is Aloha Teams. Aloha Teams are going to be your opportunity to provide help to somebody who needs help, whether it's time, talent, or resources. You know, if you have the ability to drive, you can take somebody to a dialysis appointment. Or if you have extra toilet paper, you can let us know and we can get that distributed to somebody who needs it. And that's the second thing that Aloha Teams do. If you have a need, if there's something that you just want to let us know about so that perhaps we might be able to meet that need, then let us know through that Aloha Teams form. There's a form that you can click on our website that allows you to say, I have resources to offer, I have a need, or I would just like prayer from a pastor. So we really want to encourage you to use the Aloha Teams feature. Lastly, we want to encourage you to send in pictures of yourself as you watch this experience. You know, just get somebody at the back of the room, take an iPhone photo of you guys watching the TV or the computer or your mobile devices. However you're taking this experience in, share that with us and send that in to media@nhcohawaii.org. That way we can share that with everybody and continue to feel more and more connected to one another. Now it's our time for giving. And so giving is just an extension of worship. It's just another way that we show our reliance and trust in the Lord. And so if you've never given at church before, it's not our desire to pressure you or anything like that. We just want this service to be our gift to you. But if you do consider New Hope Central Oahu your home church, then we encourage you to give as God leads. And to do that, there is a button on the top of the screen that says give. If you're on our website, in the upper right, there's a button there that says give with PushPay. You can even give by text. Just text the letters NHCO to the number 77977, and you'll be prompted on how to give. And lastly, too, you can send in your gift by mail. And if you do that, it's at 100 Kahelu Avenue, Suite 224, Mililani, Hawaii, 96789. All right, so with that, let's go ahead and pray for the offering and then invite our pastor, Teresa, who will be giving us God's word today. So let's pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, for this opportunity that you've given us to gather together in this digital form, Lord, to be the church, Lord, to love on one another, to express love for you in worship, and to learn from your word. So Father God, bless this time. Bless Pastor Teresa as she brings us your word. And Lord, give us ears to hear so that you can continue to be glorified in this world. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, Pastor Teresa.
Good morning, church family. This is Pastor Teresa here. And on behalf of all of the pastoral staff, I just want to thank you for all the encouragement, all the feedback regarding our online services. And we just want to let you know that doing online church with all of you has been really, really fun. And more importantly, it's just been exciting to do church online as a team. So this morning, in regards to current events and the growing concerns for the coronavirus, we just felt as a staff that we would continue in our God's Kingdom Here in Hawaii series, because we need God's Kingdom reality here in Hawaii more than we've ever needed it before. And if you agree with that, would you say amen? Today, we were looking at the Queens of Hawaii who met Jesus, the King of Kings, and how their faith had an incredible influence on the islands of Hawaii. In our studies, Pastor Mark found an incredibly timely historical commonality where King Kalakaua had been gone away from the islands for a few weeks, and the city of Honolulu was threatened by smallpox. And we were able to secure the Queen Liliuokalani's memoirs, and in her memoirs, she wrote this, and I quote, "I had all arrangements perfect to stay the progress of the epidemic. Communication between the different islands of the group was stopped. Vessels were absolutely prohibited from taking passengers. A strict quarantine of all persons infected or under suspicion was maintained. And so scrupulously and energetically were these regulations enforced that when they were relaxed and quarantine raised, it was found that no case had been reported outside the place of its first appearance. But it was a serious thing to confine its ravages to the city of Honolulu, in which there were some 800 cases and about 300 deaths." So brothers and sisters, may I encourage you again this morning? Our islands have seen pandemic before, and they overcame it, and so shall we. Why? Because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. It is time for the church to arise. Rise up. How, you might be asking? Well, let's look at how our King Jesus caused Hawaii's beloved queens to rise. First, we want to take a look at Queen Ka'ahumanu. Queen Ka'ahumanu was King Kamehameha's favorite wife. Her son became king, and she became the Kuhina Nui, making her co-regent or a modern-day prime minister of sorts. Her power base grew, and she ruled as queen regent over all of the islands. Before she was saved, she did not look favorably on the kapo system, which forbid women to eat certain types of food. But she submitted to it anyway. So the first thing I want to point out on how we, the people of God, will rise is to, number one, we must fall under submission. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13, it says, "For the Lord's sake, respect all human authority, whether the king as head of state or the officials he has appointed." When Peter wrote this scripture, obviously he was talking in regards to the people submitting to the Roman Empire under Nero, who was a notorious, cruel tyrant. I mean, he was a really bad guy. Obviously, he was not telling believers to compromise their conscience. And you might be asking, how do you know that? Well, in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, Peter tells the high priest, and I quote, "We must obey God rather than any human authority." Now, this is where it gets really interesting. If we go back to Queen Kaʻahumanu, in April of 1824, Queen Kaʻahumanu's submission to the ali'i of all na'ali'i led to the salvation of her people. She publicly acknowledged that she was a believer in Jesus Christ and was saved and was baptized, and she encouraged all of her people to be baptized in the Christian faith as well. She now was under God's kingdom reign, and she found that the new religion might mean more than freely just eating bananas. She began to learn of a greater authority, a greater freedom, and even a greater kingdom purpose. Later, powerful women such as Queen Kaʻahumanu were key in overthrowing the kapu system. And all the ladies in the house say, whoop, whoop. And so I want us to see today that submission isn't a bad thing. It was never designed to be a bad thing. I think submission has, in our modern day society, became a bad word. And in reality, it was supposed to be a blessing for God's people. Submission is not a negative thing in God's kingdom, but rather a gateway to greater freedom. And so if you want to experience greater freedom in your life, I want to encourage you to submit to the authorities that God has entrusted over you. Not meaning that you compromise your value system or your deeper conscience. For example, Pastor Mike gave me a great example of if we were living in the Holocaust time and you were harboring some Jews and you were hiding them from governing officials and they came pounding on your door and they wanted you to give up any Jewish people that you might be hiding, you wouldn't do that. You obviously would keep those people secure because according to the kingdom reign and the kingdom values and the kingdom morals that we believe in, all people should preserve life in all situations. And so in regards to how we submit to governing authorities, I think what the Apostle Peter was talking about is just daily life. Today, we as Christians should be able to submit to governing laws. And we are to do this, the scripture tells us, for the Lord's sake. Turn to your neighbor and say, listen, for the Lord's sake. And so that is good news, and his people, so that his good news will be respected and his people will be respected. So if the government says, stay home as much as possible, then what? That's right, stay home. So the people of God rise through submission. Secondly, they rise through service. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 10 through 12, it says this, God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen. And so we read this scripture and we're encouraged, we're exhorted to use our gift to serve one another. And if you have the gift of speaking, then speak as if God is speaking through you. And I'm sure many of you have heard of Pastor Earl's vlogging. He's now vlogging. Hallelujah. Our generation, there's hope for us. And so he is doing pearls. And then maybe you're not really good at speaking. Maybe you have the gift of help. You want to help those that are in need. Well, you know, obviously Pastor Lori is really strong in the area of helps, and she does an incredible job with our homeless outreach and started a ministry called I Care, and that is a growing ministry. And so we've started what we call Aloha Teams. And so if you want to be a part of that Aloha Team, the Aloha Teams that are going out and helping to serve people that are in need during this time, there will be an email or a point of contact that will pop up on the screen. And I want to encourage you to reach out, contact them, let them know that you are wanting to be a part of that team. And just be willing to serve one another as God has gifted you to serve. And when we do this, God receives all glory. And that's what's so powerful and what's so beautiful. If each and every one of us is doing our part and using our gifts and our talents to serve each other, then God is the one being glorified. We don't do these things so that we can get all of the likes and we can, you know, blow up on Instagram or whatever. We're doing this so that we can shine the light of Christ and that people can see the Christ in us, the hope of glory. And if we look at the queens of Hawaii, many of you are familiar with Queen Kapiolani. She broke strongholds and served her people so diligently. She sponsored schools and hospitals and participated actively in a variety of charitable causes. Queen Emma, she fostered education and public health for Hawaiian people. During their reign, they expanded the system of education beyond just elementary studies in Hawaiian language to include higher levels of learning. And she researched, did a lot of research into modern medicine treatment for the victims of the Hansen's disease, once known as leprosy. And she raised a whole bunch of funds for the building of the Queen's Hospital. And so for me, I've had 5 children, 3 of which were born here in the state of Hawaii. One was at Kapi'olani, one was at Kaiser, and one was at the Queen's Hospital. And I'm so grateful for modern medicine. And we need to know that all of these queens, while they were under submission to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and they were being moved and led by compassion to serve their people, that we have now what we experience as hospitals in modern medicine for all of us to be able to enjoy. So I want to encourage you, whatever your gift is, use it greatly to serve one another so that God be glorified. So we've learned that the people of Hawaii, the people of God's people, can rise through submission, through service, and finally, the people of God rise through suffering. And I know suffering is not a cool word like serving. And many of you are thinking, what? I gotta suffer? Well, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21 tells us this, "For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering. Just as Christ suffered for you, he is your example, and you must follow in his steps." Of course, Peter was speaking in regards of suffering for the cause of Christ. This does not mean that all suffering is a result of good Christian conduct. If you're being persecuted because you're just not a very nice person, well, then you're not suffering. You're just being treated poorly because as freely as you give, you're going to receive. In 1 Peter chapter 4, the Apostle Peter makes this distinction, and it says, "If you are insulted because you bear the name of Christ, you will be blessed, for the glorious Spirit of God rests upon you. If you suffer, however, it must not be for murder, stealing, making trouble, or prying into other people's affairs. But it is no shame to suffer for being a Christian. Praise God for the privilege of being called by his name." So if you are suffering in a manner that pleases God, keep on doing what is right and trust your lives to the God who created you, for he will never fail you. Hallelujah. And so I love this scripture because I can imagine right now all of the young kids in the house going, see, mom, I'm suffering as you punish me for all the different bungalow things and troublemaking things that you've done. That's not really the suffering we're talking about. So if you've gotten a timeout or if mom and dad tells you you can't play Xbox because you're causing trouble, that's not what we mean by suffering for Christ's name's sake. For current affairs, maybe you're not really suffering, but maybe you feel like you're sacrificing, as many of us may feel that. Many of you have experienced a loss of job. You're losing your mind from isolation. You want to go out, but you're willing to sacrifice and stay home and be able to be responsible with not, you know, keeping the social distancing and being 6 foot apart. But you're willing to do that because it's the right thing to do for the betterment of all people. And during these end times, if we're really honest with each other, we know that we will be persecuted for our Christ-like faith. We will be persecuted for believing in what God tells us is righteousness. There is a standard, a higher standard of living that God calls us to, and we will be criticized for that. Just this morning, I was on Instagram and I saw a poll that they were doing, or we were supposed to sign a petition that would stop and abolish killing of children that are prematurely born. And honestly, I was shocked. I was shocked that that was even going on right now. But many people would persecute us. They would challenge us. They would criticize us for standing for Christ's righteousness. And I want to encourage you that the Bible tells us that that's normal and that we should count it joy. But as we look back at our queens this morning, we truly get a deeper sense and an appreciation of what suffering might look like for us, the believers. As we look at Queen Liliuokalani, she was truly Christ-like in all that she did. And as a pastoral staff, we went to the Iolani Palace, and I was so moved when I was in the Queen's room and I was listening to the history. And I just got, you know, emotional thinking about what one woman did for her nation. And it reminded me of what Christ did for all of us. You see, Queen Liliuokalani succeeded the throne after the death of her brother, King David Kalakaua, in 1891. She was educated by the American missionaries and was born with a talent for music and for languages. And because of that, she was easily able to navigate between Hawaiian circles and other cultures and other foreign areas that she was able to influence. And what I learned was, sadly, she had to abdicate her throne, that the people tried to overthrow her. And instead of war, instead of fighting for what was her right, she abdicated her throne. She abdicated it for peace. She abdicated it to stop a bloodshed of a war. And most importantly, she abdicated it because she wanted to stop her people from suffering. Does that sound like anyone else we know? Yes, yes, and amen. Jesus Christ, he had every right to call down all of heaven to defend him when he forsook his life and died a sinner's death on a cross. He didn't deserve to die a sinner's death, but he willingly died. In 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 says this, Christ suffered for our sins once for all time. He never sinned, but he died for sinners to bring you safely home to God. He suffered physical death, but he was raised to life in the spirit. Queen Liliuokalani was wrongly imprisoned and suffered house arrest for over 8 months. Her palace became her prison. And because of her love for her people and because of her love for the Lord, she willingly abdicated her throne and she turned her palace, which became her prison, into a place of prayer and praise and worship unto the Lord. And many songs were written while she was under house arrest. One in particular is called The Queen's Prayer. And back in 2011, Pastor Wayne did a special regarding this Queen's Prayer for her people. And so we really wanted to share that clip with you as we reflect on what it looked like to do Christ-like suffering in today's society. I can't think of another person that most exemplified that for our Hawaiian Islands. So take a look at this.
We're here at the Iolani Palace, which was completed in 1882. This place will play a central role in the history of Hawaii, marking the end of the monarchy and the beginning of a new republic. When the Queen took the throne in 1891, Hawaii was locked in a political struggle between people of Hawaiian blood, those numbers which had dwindled down to 35,000, and an influential group of non-Hawaiian reformists convinced that the island's royalty had outlived their usefulness. The Queen's effort to restore the monarchy to Hawaii fell on deaf ears. And after failed efforts, in 1893, she was forced to abdicate her throne to the inevitability of change. 2 years later, an ill-fated rebellion took a momentous turn when a cache of arms was found hidden in her garden. Until this day, no one knows for sure who was responsible for their placement. Although she denied any knowledge of this, nevertheless, this discovery implicated her. And on January 16th, 1895, she was confined to an apartment in this Iolani Palace for treason. Shortly thereafter, she signed a document denouncing any claims to the throne and recognizing the legitimacy of the new republic. She remained confined until September of the following year. But during this time, the Queen wrote many songs, among which is the well-known Aloha Oe. But the one we want to take special notice of is called the Queen's Prayer, entitled O Ko Aloha. It was written on March 22nd, 1895. In it, the Queen tells of her great love for God, a love great enough to ask forgiveness for those who imprisoned her.
Your loving mercy is as high as the heavens, and your truth so perfect. I live in sorrow, imprisoned, but you are my light. Your glory is my support. Behold, see the sins of man, and instead of malevolence or anger, please forgive and cleanse. my nana ino ino na heva o kanaka
na heva
aka e hui kala ama e ma ino So, O Lord, protect us beneath your wings. And let peace be our portion, now and forevermore.
Church, wasn't that just so powerful and so beautiful? Why don't we close our service today with just a prayerful response to what we've just experienced together. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you so much. Thank you for the queens of Hawaii that rose up, and really it was their spiritual leadership that transformed, you know, this nation, God. And so we thank you, Lord, for their submission to you, to the kingdom of God. Thank you for their service, God. Thank you for their suffering in your name, Lord. And God, we just want to pray right now for a new generation. We just celebrated Purim, which was the amazing story of Esther from the Bible. And we just want to pray for the new queens to rise up, Lord, just like Esther, just like the queens of Hawaii. We pray for a new generation to rise up. We just pray for this new generation of Esthers to rise up. Yes, we pray for those young ladies right now. We pray for the women who are watching right now. God, they've seen a powerful example of what a woman can do. Lord, filled with your Holy Spirit, believing in Jesus. And God, we're praying for that new generation to rise up right now. We come against everything that has just attempted to destroy their womanhood, to defile who they were made to be by their Creator, by their Heavenly Father. So we come against promiscuity right now. We come against immorality. We come against abortion. Lord, we come against any attack against motherhood in Jesus' name. Lord, all of this defiles what it means to be a woman, and we come against it in Jesus' name. And so the men, the same way, we want to be men of God who will rise up and affirm all those around us, women, children all around us, fellow brothers all around us. And we just pray for that right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if you're watching right now and you haven't begun your own relationship with Jesus yet, I'm just going to say a prayer right now. And if you want to just respond to this, if in your heart you're saying, yeah, I've been in, in seclusion, I've been in solitude, I've been thinking about my life, I've been thinking about where I am spiritually, I really need to be revived. I need to come alive in Christ. And so if this is you, and even if you prayed this prayer before, let this be a new beginning for you. Amen. Let's pray this together. Lord, in Jesus' name, we're coming to you. We're coming to you, Jesus. And our hearts are responding to you. We are inspired, God, by the first revival of the Hawaii people. We're inspired by God's kingdom in Hawaii in the first Great Awakening. And we're just saying, God, do it again and let it start with me, Jesus. Let it start with me. I'm coming to you, Lord. Just pray that right now. Lord, I believe in you. I receive you. I am turning away from my wicked ways, and I am seeking you with all of my heart right now. As I'm listening to this, as I'm sitting in your presence, you are here and I can see you before me. Right now, church, we just imagine Jesus in your mind's eye, through the eyes of the Spirit, and he's reaching out to you and he's saying, come, come, my son, come, my daughter, and I embrace you with all the love in my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord just embraces you right now with all of his heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we just praise you right now, God. We thank you that you are doing a powerful thing in our midst, in spite of the chaos around us. In here, there is shalom. There is shalom, peace. In fact, I feel led to just kind of pray, high priestly blessing over you right now. And so would you just receive this? Everyone, just bow your heads. Yevarechacha Adonai ve'yishme'echa Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ve'asem lecha shalom. Hallelujah, church. The Lord, he blesses you by bending down and kneeling before you, his child, to bless you, to defend you, to protect you. And he does this by his grace. He makes his face to shine upon you, that is to reveal his presence to you. And he does this as a gift. There's no working for this. There's no labor involved. It's because of Jesus. And he's not too busy. He lifts his face towards you, as it were, from whatever you thought he was doing, running the universe. And he says, you have my undivided attention, my son, my child, and I give you my shalom peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you receive that right now, church? Even as you're seated, you know, someplace or wherever you are in your place of solitude, be blessed. God is with you, and we love you. You Hope Central Oahu is for you. I love you guys. We bless you, and look forward to seeing you next time. Hallelujah. Aloha.